another thing, aside from pain, there's something called physical restlessness. How many of you feel restless physically? Okay. We have this kind of restless energy. We can't sit still, can we? It's like we have bugs in our pants and we're moving all the time. Okay. It's very interesting because to sit and like feel this restless energy in our body and observe how it influences our entire life. You know, watch it in your meditation and then ask yourself, you know, start watching it during your life. Ask yourself, when else do I feel this kind of restlessness? Yeah. And so tune into that restless energy and get familiar with it and see if it accompanies certain emotional states. Watch what brings it on. Watch what it results in. If you have problems with a lot of restless physical energy, first of all, it's quite natural. Yeah, so don't get down on yourself. Some tips to help you overcome the restless physical energy. First of all, don't drink coffee. Yeah? Coffee is very bad for your meditation. It really, you know, it gets you know, you think it wakes you up so you can meditate, but it creates that kind of restless physical energy, doesn't it? You know, just watch, just watch. I've never been a coffee drinker, and one time I was living in Italy at the Buddhist center there, and everybody there drinks so much espresso, it's amazing. And so I thought, okay, I will try a cup of coffee and just see what it's like. So I had one thing, and it was this little teeny itty bitty cup, and I had it like at about 10 o'clock in the morning. That whole night, I could feel this energy going. You know, I couldn't sleep at all. I mean, just the physical sensation from the caffeine was whoa. So first of all, if you're having problems with restless energy and nervous energy, if you're a person that you know you're like this all the time, and yeah, first of all, stop drinking coffee. Okay. Second thing, if you take alcohol, yeah, if you drink alcohol, liquor, stop. Yeah, very difficult to meditate if you're, you know, taking booze. Okay. If you're taking recreational drugs, stop those too. I mean, also because of the law here. Okay, but you know, it's very bad for meditation practice to take that, you know, the kind of illegal drugs. Watch your sugar intake. If you're eating a lot of sugar, that can create a feeling of physical restlessness and then immediate sluggishness. People who meditate very often comment on that. You eat something that's sweet and it gives you energy, and then, you know, you kind of lack energy. One of the reasons that I think children nowadays suffer so much from attention deficit, two things. One is I think their diet, you know, the caffeine and Coke and Pepsi and sugar stuff, you know. These kinds of things stir up the kids' bodies. And second of all, the amount of TV. Okay? Because TV, the scenes are changing all the time. And so you're used to this constant change. So your mind never learns to stay with anything. And I can really see how the media's changed things over the years. Because I don't have a TV. I never watch TV. The only time I kind of watch things is when I'm on these long international flights, you know, and there's this screen right there, so I don't listen to the sound, but once in a while, you know, I'll look at the pictures, and it's like, oh, I mean, I have to stop because the pictures change so quickly that it's kind of an assault on your system. So I think that makes children, you know, they're so hyped up from all this change that then they, you know, it's very difficult for them to focus. So I think, you know, one element, I'm not saying all of attention deficit is due to this, but I think one element is a lot of media, and another element is diet. So the same applies to us as meditators. Yeah. So, you know, do a little bit of lifestyle change and you'll watch your physical energy settle down. I know for myself, when I first started meditating, it was very difficult for me to sit still. I had incredible pain in my right knee, and I remember doing a retreat and I would have to move my leg like, I don't know, every 5 minutes. It just hurt so much. Now, my knee doesn't hurt at all. And I think what it was simply that the physical energy in my body settled down. So as you meditate more and more, the physical energy will settle. Okay? So that's why it's very good to keep up a regular daily meditation practice. Also, if you have problems with restless energy, I'm going to say something very un-Singaporean here. Get some exercise. Okay? I've noticed Singapore, you know, I need to walk from here to there. So, you know, walk. Okay? Walk. Use your body. Get some exercise. Use the stairs. Don't always take the lift. Yeah? You will find that, you know, by getting some exercise, it calms your physical energy. It makes your meditation easier.